You're listening to episode number 1797 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Heidi ho, good neighbor.
All right, it's Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday. So that's always a blessing.
It's one of your favorite days.
It's my favorite day of the week.
More than Friday?
Yeah, because I eat tacos on Tuesday. I can eat tacos on Friday, but everybody gets a little irritated with me because, you know.
I mean, you can eat tacos any day of the week.
I feel that way, too. Any day is Taco Tuesday. All right. And today is also. All right, some random facts for today.
And you're wearing a taco shirt.
Of course I got this taco shirt on.
What does your shirt say?
3 days. Tacos are the answer no matter what the question is. And it's got a big taco, two tacos on the front.
Two tacos.
It's a taco sale.
Those tacos.
I'm a taco sale. Here we go. 2 for $99. Only one person, some random facts, by the way.
Oh, well, yes, of course. Let's do it.
Only one person has been a U.S. senator after being president. Andrew
really?
Johnson was elected a senator by Tennessee 6 years after his term ended. I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah,
there you go.
I don't know why you'd want to stay in politics after that, but okay.
Yeah, well, you know, Tennessee wanted him. They called for him. Hey, during the filming of Rocky, you remember Rocky with Sylvester Stallone?
Dun, 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 dun. Yes.
Yes. Well, Sylvester Stallone broke his ribs while he was filming it, and
really?
Carl Weathers got a broken nose.
No way.
Yeah, which is the opposite of the movie, by the way, where Rocky has a broken nose and Apollo Creed has broken ribs. Ooh, how do you like them apples? Before penicillin, the best available cure for syphilis was intentionally giving someone malaria. It would cause such a high fever that it would kill off the bacteria causing syphilis.
Seriously?
Of course, it could also potentially kill the person. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's trivial.
Yeah. So there you go.
But they may be dead, but they won't have syphilis anymore.
They won't have syphilis anymore. Thank the maker. All right, it's time. You know how not to get
syphilis?
The
tombstone. He died syphilis free.
It is time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Our national nightmare continues.
Okay.
And why not?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
One unlikely person has advice for Ellen and her PR crisis. From Howard Stern.
I know where this is going.
Oh gosh.
I know where this is going if it's Howard Stern.
It's not what you would it's not what one would think. Now Ellen, of course, she's coming under fire for the toxic workplace on her show.
Yeah.
A couple of big exec producers have been named and fired.
Oh yeah.
But
their asses.
They were fired because they were mean.
Mean one, I believe, was touchy-feely with the guys.
Whoa!
Yeah, yeah. So one was touchy-feely with the guys. He kissed a guy and he liked it, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think that's a song, but I thought I'd bring that up.
Anyway,
okay. So one was that way, and the other one was just rude and mean and they're gone.
Yeah, much of Hollywood, besides her celeb BFFs.
Yeah.
They claim the problem starts at the top.
Well, that's what we hear.
Yeah.
We've always said Hollywood always knows.
Hollywood does always know.
You know what? You can't get away with crap in this town. Maybe for a little while. So, but it's always going to catch up to you, Bill Cosby, James Franco, Harvey Weinstein. Going, gone. Ellen DeGeneres. You know who they need to ask is Anne Heche.
Oh, yeah.
Anne Heche. And she's probably been paid off.
Oh, probably.
She hasn't been acting for a while. This would be a great way for her to get on the talk show circuit and do her Zoom in, you know?
Sure.
We're talking with Anne Heche today, former lover of Ellen DeGeneres.
They were together for a while.
Yeah. She also ended up in Bakersfield, totally distraught.
In the rain.
Yeah, when Ellen broke up with her.
At someone's door, I think.
Yeah, she was on a doorstep. She was a mess. I wonder, you know, because Portia sometimes comes on the Ellen show.
True.
Maybe she's the reason. Maybe she's the one pulling the puppet strings backstage. You will do this. And I could actually see her being that.
She's stirring the pot.
I could see her being that person.
All right, so anyway, back to Howard Stern.
I could. Howard Stern. That's right. We're talking about Howard Stern. What the hell?
Howard says he thinks Ellen should embrace the new persona she's been given instead of trying to rehabilitate her image.
Of course he does.
So
yes, Howard Stern.
You know what I'd do if I was Ellen? I would change my whole image. I'd go on the air and be a son of a bitch.
Wait, he knows a little something about that.
Well, he referred to his early days on the air when he would play an ass when he claims he's a really nice guy.
I've not heard that. Maybe in his own mind, he's a really nice guy. But of course, like everything we say, he plays a character on the radio. I mean, we all play a character.
You know what, though?
It's part of the deal.
Why would you want to have people think that about you?
Howard Stern?
Yeah.
Well, he's a multi-millionaire because of it.
A womanizing, narcissistic ass. See, you say you play a character. I say, well, you're just kind of yourself.
I am not. I'm not anything like this guy that I play on the radio. I'm a warm human being. I like people.
But you're a warm human being.
I'm polite. I'm, you know, all the things I'm not on the radio.
Oh, good grief. So, hey, Zac Efron. I don't know about him as a person, but Lord, he's hot. He's going to star in 3 Men and a Baby remake for Disney.
Oh, my God.
That's all we know about the project at this point.
That's all.
That's all. Nothing more. No other talk of co-stars or storyline. All right, so let's see here. Zac Efron, Ryan Reynolds, George Clooney, Hugh Jackman.
No, you get Chris Hemsworth. He's already on the Disney roll. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Get him.
Those three. Okay.
He's 37 today, by the way. Happy birthday, Chris Hemsworth.
Happy birthday to you. Hubba, hubba.
But yeah, and I think it would be better and funnier than the first one. Which was a huge hit for Disney, by the way.
Well, yes, it was the first live action Disney movie to cross the 100 million mark.
I think it actually crossed the 100 million mark before their first animated feature did, too. I'm trying to think. I think the first animated feature to cross 100 million would have been a Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Now, this was back in 1987 when the original came out.
Yeah.
And so to say that it crossed $100 million.
That was a lot of money.
That was a ton of money. A crap ton.
You know who directed that movie?
Who? John Van Camp?
Leonard Nimoy.
No way!
Mr. Spock. Yeah. He had an office on the Disney lot. When I went to work at Disney 3 years after this movie came out, it was still all the talk of the lot. Oh, they were making the sequel.
Three Men and a Little Lady
or something like that. Yeah, Leonard Nimoy directed that too, so he was actually on the lot with me when I was there.
Wow. Did you see him?
I can't remember if I
Did
ever
saw him. Did he have his ears
covered
up?
No, of course he didn't have his ears covered up.
Yes.
Man, 1987. Is that scary, crazy?
It'll be cute.
37 years ago, if I got this right, trying to do my math here in my head, Halle Berry had just gotten here from Cleveland, where she is Cleveland's favorite daughter, she now is a big, big movie star.
Well, yeah. Look at that.
From Cleveland.
I didn't know that.
Cleveland rocks. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a good day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.